It was a full house at City Hall. Communities United for Police Reform distributed a series of signs held by young people of color. They read, "Dear City Council, override the veto. Hashtag Community Safety Act." Another read, "Ramarlee is everywhere. We are more than a profile. Community Safety Act now. Profiling is dangerous." Still another read, "Don't let Bloomberg bully you!" Exclamation point. It's not a crime to be who you are. Being racially profiled? Share your story. StopProfiling.tumblr.com. Hashtag more than a profile. And there were other signs and banners from Amnesty, CCR, the Center for Constitutional Rights, homeless New Yorkers, and New York City Quakers against stop and frisk. They stood behind one city council member after another who denounced the mayor and what they say is his bullying and scare tactics.
We are New York. We are New York. We are New York. We are New York. We
Bronx council member Andy King.
This afternoon was so significant to just to keep our engines running and keep the motivation level up and let people know that we haven't fizzled in the back room of City Hall and just keeping the inspiration levels high. We want our communities to know that we're staying steadfast as a council and that no matter what false leadership that the mayor's offering today, that we that were elected to be leaders in our community are standing strong together and we will override this veto. We got this and we're going to show who the real leaders here in City Hall are today.
The two City Council Community Safety Act bills, one to create a monitor for the NYPD in the Office of Inspector General, and the other to bar racial and other bias-based profiling, were vetoed by Mayor Bloomberg on Tuesday because he said the legislation is dangerous and irresponsible and would make the city less safe. He's been waging a war against council members who support the bills.
Well, it sounds like he's describing his actions and himself and the police unions.
Brooklyn Councilmember Jamani Williams is co-sponsor of the Community Safety Act.
Many times I've said the bills that they described, I'm so happy are not the bills that we voted on and are not the bills that we're going to override. Most of what's been in that veto message is simply untrue. It's the same lies that they spewed before the vote, and we don't think anyone's going to fall for it now.
Edward Wilson with Vocal New York says he was stopped and frisked many times. Now middle-aged, for him, this still hasn't changed.
The profiling going on for years, you know, and I've been a victim of it when I was a teenager. You know, I've been stopping frisk recently, a few months ago, you know, and first thing I did, I asked the officer, what was your probable cause for stopping me? And he couldn't give me a straight answer, and he just told me go. But it's been going on for years, so, you know, I'm glad, you know, it's brought to the attention of the people.
Darlene Bryant is with Picture the Homeless.
The importance of this is to me is to have the freedom to walk the streets without my nephews being scared to worry about if the police are going to stop them and they're not doing anything. Their human rights are being jeopardized, being jumped on.
And as the national dialogue focuses on the dangers of racial profiling, Mama Dukes, as Jamani Williams calls Hazel Dukes of the NAACP, says, "We shall not be moved."
Mama Duke.
We've just returned from Orlando, Florida. And the night that we got the verdict, our national president, being jealous, stood up and said, "Florida, you should look at New York. You should look to see what our city council members are doing there. And why don't you take a note from their book?" Well, we wasn't fooled that this would go easy. We knew that the mayor was going to veto the bill. But we want to say to our city council members, on behalf of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, we stand with you today, you 34 men and women who have shown America that you too, that all of us are Americans, that you have stood up for the Constitution of the United States of America.
In an impassioned speech, Brooklyn Councilwoman Tish James says this is a teaching moment to have a discussion about race and the stereotyping and criminalization of black men in our country and our city.
4 million people of color have been stopped in this city in the last 12 years. It's unconscionable. It's unacceptable. And that's why I stand firm and I am proud to vote to override your veto, Mr. Mayor.
Jamani Williams says people can't believe in the NYPD because of their racial profiling.
Some people are fooled. This bill doesn't stop stop and frisk. It stops profiling. And if you take out profiling from any police policy, you have a police policy that people can then believe in.
The city council's next step is to formally receive the veto and then refer them to a committee. Then they convene another city council meeting to override the mayor's vetoes. And while the profiling bill had just enough votes to override the mayor's veto, Williams says the 34 council members who voted for the bill have agreed to stand with them. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.